So we all hear about natural climate solutions and this idea of storing carbon in the ground or storing carbon in vegetation, or sometimes you hear the word sequestering carbon, maybe in the soil, maybe deep in the ground, or maybe even deep in the ocean. And this all comes from the idea that we could take some of the CO2 that's in the atmosphere and put it back into sort of biology and geology, where some of it originally came from, right? So, trees are made of carbon. And when we burn a forest down, or when those trees die and decompose, that carbon converts into carbon, gets converted into carbon dioxide and goes up into the atmosphere. And so we could bring it back out through similar processes, right? Some of it could be a mechanical process that tries to pull it out of the air using technology. The other could be just straight up by trying to encourage photosynthesis, right? Which absorbs carbon dioxide and then takes that carbon dioxide into building trees and building plants. So that's effectively the idea of carbon sequestration and carbon storage. The trick with it, though, is how long will that carbon that gets taken up stay out of the atmosphere, right? And so this is what's really challenging, because natural climate solutions or nature-based methods of addressing climate change can work. But the majority of the world's greenhouse gas emissions over time are carbon dioxide, and the majority of that carbon dioxide came from burning fossil fuels. And fossil fuels are things found deep in the earth that took millions of years to generate, whereas trees and vegetation don't necessarily last as long, right? So if we take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, put it into a forest, eventually that forest decomposes and dies, and that carbon dioxide could go back up in the atmosphere. Now, if we replant again, it can come back out. But so there's a time scale issue. And so, yes, because of all of that, nature-based climate solutions can play a big role, but it's not realistic for them to make up for all of the emissions that have happened as a result of fossil fuel burning. That's much more complicated, right? So if land use change, deforestation, et cetera, is responsible for about 20% of carbon dioxide emissions over time, then your ceiling for nature-based solutions is probably somewhere around there.